Shas Illuminated.org presents the following shiur by Rabbi Shmuel Eliezer Badil. Meseches Menachos is dedicated to Le'ilu Nishmas Rabbi Chil Michel Ben Rabbi Yisrael Yehuda Karfunkel.
Menachos Daf Memtes. The Gemara at the beginning of the Omer discussing the sugya of Akir Betos, which is be'emes relevant to the dinim of Machshava of Shelo Lishma, and be'emes there's a few chidushim which is over here in the sugya, which is not found earlier in the beginning of Zvachim and beginning of Menachos. The beginning of the Gemara says, "Tanu Rabbi Babachone Kami Deriav Kivsei Atzeres Sheshochtom Leshum Eilim Ksheirim Vleolu Lebeilin Meshum Chayva." If you take the Kivsei Atzeres and you shechted them Leshum Eilim, they're kosher, even though it's Leolu Lebeilim as a psul of Shelo Lishma. There's still a din that's kosher. Now the Eked din of the Gemara over here, which says that Zaloche of a Shelo Lishma, if you shecht a Keves Leshem Eil, which is the chayyah, the pashtus reading of the Gemara will be mashma, that if someone will take a keves, which is only a benchono, and will shecht it for the kavona, that it's a korban of a benchtaim, it has a psul of shelo lishma. Besezach of Yitzchayim in Likutei Halachos, beginning of Zvachim, in Zevach Toidot, Vemaschil Kivsei Atzeres, he says there's no such halacha of shelo lishma from kvosim onto elim, or elim onto kvosim, or so to onto a different behema. The fact that the behemah itself, as long as it has the same kedusha, the all shlomim or the all oilois, the din is that there's no din of shaloi lishma from one mean behemah onto the other. Only over here, says the Chofetz Chaim, the kabonis which are brought on shvuos, some of them are shlomim, which is the kivsei atzeres, and there's other kabonis besides the chatois, we have also oilois. The elim are korban oilo, and therefore if he shechted the kivsei atzeres, Leshum Eilim, he's be'emes taking a korban shlomim and shechting it with a shinui kodesh for a korban of oilo. And this is the problem why it's a shelo lishma. Not because it's a keves and you shechted it for a ail. Because if they will both be shlomim, it will be kosher. And it will be a machshove. There's no machshove of shelo lishma from one mean behemah onto the other. The reason why over here there is a machshove of shelo lishma is because there's a leshum Eilim is leshum oilo. Says the Chofetz Chaim, the reason why the Gemara doesn't say clearly Kivsei Atzeres Sheshochtom Leshum Oilois is because, like we're going to be discussing in the sugya, the only reason why this Kohen, which did so, had such a machshava, is because he made a mistake, and he thought that this korban is older than he really was, and he thought of Behemoth was Ayil or Faket, like the Gemara's going to say soon, he thought it was younger, and therefore the Gemara discusses the Loshen of Kivsei Atzeres Sheshochtom Leshum Eilim. But be'emes, the Shinui Kodesh over here is from Oilon to Shlomim. And in be'emes, the Chofetz Chaim says it's Mefush, like this in Rashi, earlier in Zvachim, Daf Tesamet Beis, Tevamaschel Shem Chatos. Rashi says if someone takes a Korban Chatos, which is a normal Korban, which is a Kizbo, and he shechted it, Lashem Chatos Abid Zorah, which is a Seiro, says Rashi, this is not a din of Shlo Lishma, the Korban is kosher, and it's Olu Lebailim, and the Korban Chatos does not have a Psul of Shlo Lishma in this case. Says Rashi, the Chiddush is, because even though one of the Korbanos is a Kizbo, he shechted it Lashem Seiro, Afal Pikein, it's not called Shelo Lishma, the fact that it's a different behemah, as long as it all has the same Kedusha, and the Kedusha is a Kedusha as Chatos, this is not enough for the Psul of Shelo Lishma, and in our Gemara, we're discussing a case where he shechted Lashem Eilim, which are Korban Oilois. And the Sfasem is also about in the sugi is also Mavur that he takes on that the din of Kivsei Shlomim over here, the reason why it's a Shelo Lishma is a Shum Eilim, which is a Shum Oilo. The Chofetz Chaim asks that the Rambam in the Gersa of the Chofetz Chaim had in the Rambam in Hilchos Psula Mikdoshim, Perek Tetzvav Alocha Tezayin, says, Kol Kivsei Atzeres Sheshochton Lashem Eilim has the Alocha over here of the Gemara sugi, which is depend on Akira Betos. Says the Chofetz Chaim, the Loshen of Kol Kivsei Atzeres is not Meduyek, because like we're explaining now, the only reason why there is a Machshava of Shelo Lishma is only because these Kivsei Atzeres, we're discussing the Shlomim, but there's other Kvosim which are Oilois, and Memele, if someone will take a Keves which is a Oilo, and will Shech the Keves Leshem Ayil which is also a Oilo, then there will be no Aloch of Shelo Lishma. So the Rambam's Loshen of Kol Kivsei Atzeres, the Chiyur is not Meduyek, he should have said Dafke, the Kivsei Atzeres of the Shlomim, and he blives that Tzor Chiyun. Now, be'emes, in the Loshen of the Rambam by us, we don't find such a Loshen of Kol Kivsei Atzeres, and they point out already in the new Rambams, in the Sefer, in the Shinui Nuschois, that the Chofetz Chaim seem to have this Gersa of Kol Kivsei Atzeres, but none of the Kisvei Yodos we have such a Loshen, and in our Rambams it says, Shnei Kivsei Atzeres, which is Bemis referring to the ones which are Shlomim, and therefore the Psula Machshova of Shelo Lishmo, Beloilom Nobi Alocha, in the case where it's the same Kodesh, it's the same Korban, then even though they're different behemoths, there's no din of Shelo Lishmo. Toisvos over here in Deva Maschil Akir Betos, he asks on the sugi of Akir Betos from the Breis and the Tesefta at the beginning of Zvochim, which is the Chiyah Mashma, the Akir Betos Loyava Akir. The Breis over there says, Kivsei Tzibul Sheshocht on the Shem Kvosim, Venim Tzu Eilim, then Olule Tzibul Shem Eilim, and so to the other way around, says Toisvos, the Chiyah, this is Mafur Shariah, the Akir Betos Loyava Akir, says the Svasemes, so too the Mikdash David, in Simen Lamed Gimel Sivkot and Aleph, that L'chir, one can learn the Breis of the Tesefta, that we're not discussing the Kivsei Atzeres which are Shlomim. Like we said, the only reason why there's a Shelo Lishmo over here is only because the Kivsei Atzeres are Shlomim, and you shechted these Kvosim which are Shlomim, L'shem Eilim which is the Oila, and therefore there's a Shinu Kodesh. And on this, there's a discussion of the Din of Akir Betos. We could say that the Tesefta is discussing the Kvosim which are also Oilois. And therefore, this is the din of the Tesefta, that even though he shechted them l'shem Eilim, one can have a havamina, maybe he shechted his kodesh l'lishmo, since it's a different behemah, says the Breis in the Tesefta that it's his kosher, because l'maisa, the koves, was all the same kodesh of oilo. But enechanami, the Tesefta will be maskim in the case where he takes the kvasim which are shlomim, he can have a psul of l'lishmo, even in the case of Zatos, if we hold akir betos, have akir. This is how the Sfasemes and Mikdash Tovid explain the Breis of its Tesefta. According to what we said, that this is Soid in our Gemara, L'shum Eilim is only in a case where he took a Korban Shlomim and he shechted it L'shem, a Korban Oilo, but two Mine behemoths, as long as it's the same Kodesh, has no Aloch of Shlo Lishmo in the Sugya, like it's Mavur in Rashi and Zvochim Tesamid Beis. Now in the Ikam Achloikis over here between Rabbi Baruch Chana and Rav, Rav says Om Le Rav Olu V'Olu, and the Gemara continues on Om Rav Chizda Mistabir Milsed Rav, that we're discussing a case where it's Kesovul Eilin V'Shochta Neshum Kvasim, and says the Gemara the reason why it's kosher is because at the end of the day, it's since they were Lemaise Kvasim, it came out that Kvasim Neshum Kvasim Nishchatu, even though he held or Eilim and Mamela according to his Machshava Be'emes was a Machshava of Shelo Lishma, but since they were Kvasim and Memela, the Kvosim was Shechted Lishin Kvosim, there's no problem of Shelo Lishmo. Says the Karen Uriah L'Chuyah, the way of Chista explains the Divrei Rav, will come out that Rabbi Baba Chana is Be'emes also discussing this case where he thought it was Eilim and he Shechted them Lishum Kvosim. And this was the case that the reason why Rav holds his kosher is because in the end, since it was Be'emes Kvosim, there was no Shinu Kodesh. Mashenke Rabba Baba Chana, the Breis which he says that there's a problem of Shelo Lishmo, is because since in his mind he thought that these Kvosim were Bemes Eilim, and they were a Korban Oilo, and therefore if it's a Korban Oilo, I have to be Shechted L'Shem Korban Oilo, and he had a Kavona L'Shem Kvosim, so in his mind he had a Machshova of Shelo Lishmo, even though Klap Shemaya Galia, it turned out that Bemes, these Korbonis which he Shechted, which Be'emes Shlomim, and therefore there was no Shinui Kodesh, but since in his Machshava he thought that he was Shechting Eilim, and he had a Kavona of L'Shem Shlomim, therefore he has a problem of Shinui Kodesh. This is how the Kainer explains that the way Rav Chisda learns the Breis of Rav, that we're talking about a case where there was Be'emes Kvosim, that when it comes out a big Chiddush, that there's a psul of Shelo Lishmo according to Rabbi Baba Chana, even in a case where there were Be'emes Kvosim, and he shechted the Shem Kvosim, since in his Kavona, he thought that Be'emes, they were Eilim, and in his world, there is a psul of Shelo Lishmo. A big chiddush, we have to understand Be'emes and Avona, in a psul of Shelo Lishmo, in such a day of Rabbi Baba Chana. The Sfasemes also learns the Gemara like this, that according to Rav Chisda, the Machloikis between Rav and Rabbi Baba Chana is discussing this case, where it was Kesovu Eilim and Shochton Neshum Kvosim. But Be'emes Lechazanish, he says that the Loshon of the Gemara, which says Kivsei Atzeres, the Loshon which Rav says, and the Breis of Rabbi Baba Chana, Kivsei Atzeres Sheshochton Neshum Eilim, L'chayra is Mashma, that we're talking about that the Kavona of the person who shechted it was L'shum Eilim. And if we're going to say like Rav Chisda says, that we're talking about a case where he thought that they were Eilim, but be'emes his machshava was Lashum Kvasim, then the Loshen of Lashum Eilim is Lav Dafke. And the Kerenuria be'emes says, and the Chanami, we have to say that the Loshen is Lav Dafke. But says the Chazanish L'Chuyah Dirichik in the Gemara, that the Loshen of Lashum Eilim is Lav Dafke. Says the Chazanish, that L'Chuyah one has to say, even though if Chista says, Omar if Chista mistabri milse de Rav, because all the Eilim is Shochtan Lashum Kvasim, he doesn't mean to explain the Divri Rav to say that Rav is talking about this case. But Emes of Chista is coming to argue on Rav. He knows that Rav is not discussing the case where Uskosovo Eilim Shochtan Lashum Kvasim. Rav is Emes discussing like the Pashtas of the Breiser, these Kvasim, he thought that they were Kivsi Atzeres, and he Shechted them Lashum Eilim. And Lemaisa, the reason why the Koshev, there's a Psul of Shalalishma, is because the Be'emes Kvasim, which was Shechted the Shum Eilim, Rav holds Olu v'Olu. The reason why Rav holds is no Psul of Shalalishma in this case, even though the Kvasim, which was Shechted the Shum Eilim, is like the Gemara says later on, because Rav holds Akira betos lo yave Akira. And also Rav holds so, that Akira betos lo yave Akira. And this is Be'emes, the Machlekes, between Rav Abavachona and Rav, whether Akira betos have Akira, or lo yave Akira. If Chizda came and said, Mistabir Milsa de Rav, he wasn't coming to explain what Rav meant to say. He's saying that if we want to keep Rav's halacha of Olu v'Olu, this will only be in a case where it was Be'emes Kvasim, in a case where it came out that we always, there were Kvasim, there were Kivsei Atzeres, and it was Shechted L'Shem Kvasim, then in this case is Olu v'Olu. Mashenkin in a case, like Rav Be'emes says, that there were Kivsei Atzeres, Shechtol M'Shum Eilim, then in this case, Be'emes, everyone agrees that it's going to be possible because there's a psul of Shalei Lishma and it's going to depend on the din of Akira Betos, have Akira or lo have Akira. If Chizda, who holds Akira Betos, have Akira, therefore he explains that the din of Rav is only possible in this case. But Rav himself holds Akira Betos, lo have Akira, and therefore Rav is discussing a Reichetimtze of Kivsei Atzeres, Sheshochton Neshum Eilim, and Afa became Rav holds Olu v'Olu. Memela says the Chazanish, according to this, the machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Babachana is the machlekes which the Gemara is going to be discussing later of the aloha of Akir betos have Akir or lo have Akir. But Be'emes, in a case where he shechted the kvasim and the Be'emes, he, the take of the kivsei atzeres, and he had kavon and shame kvasim, but just in his mind he thought that they were elim, no one's going to hold that this is a psul of Shalei Lishma. Because since Klapi Shemaya Galia, Lemaise was niskala that these kvasim were kivsei atzeres, and he had a kavona l'shem kivsei atzeres, so there's no way that could be possible a shalei lishma. This is how the Chazanish explains the Gemara of Rav Chisda and this machlekes between Rav and Rabbi Babachon. So it comes out, we have a Yisidis in a machlekes over here in Achronim, how to understand the first machlekes between the brace of Rabbi Babachon and Rav. The Kerenuria and the Sfasemes, they learn that the machlekes of Rabbi Babachon and Rav is like the case where Chista explained that they took a keves and the kivsei atzeres and you shechted it l'shem kivsei atzeres, but just the shechet in his mind, he thought that Be'emes he was shechting elim and he had a machshav of shelo lishma of l'shem shlomim l'shem the kivsei atzeres, and it's a chidush of Rabbi Babachon that this is enough to make a psul of shelo lishma, but they're not discussing at all the din of Akira betos. But the Chazanish learns that in this case everyone agrees it's kosher since it was kvasim and it was shechted l'shem kvasim. The only machlikas we have over here, Rav and Rabbi Babachona, is gufa whether we say akira betos, have akira or lo yave akira. Memela says the Chazanish, this could be an explanation that we'll see later on, the Rambam paskins la'alocha, the akira betos, lo yave akira, and the Achronim try to find a mockery for the Rambam. Why should the Rambam paskin like this man d'oma of Rava? And if Augi says Rabba, like we'll see soon, says the Chazanish that the way we explain now that the machlekes gufa between Rabbi Babachona and Rav is whether Akira betos have Akira or lo yave Akira. Memela, the Rambam paskin like Rav, who holds also, like the Shitta of Rabbi later on, the Akir betos, lo yav Akir, even though Rav Chisda disagrees, but the Rambam paskin like Rav, since Rav is the one who holds Akir betos, lo yav Akir, and he argued on the Breis of Rabbi Babachana, and the Breis is not Misnaya be'ev Chia and Evoshia, it's not a reliable Breis, Rav disagreed with it, and therefore we can paskin like Rav, the Akir betos, lo yav Akir. This is the way the Chazish explains the Gemara, over here, according to Rav Chisda. Now moving further on into the Ikka Sugi of Akir Betos, Havi Akir, Loi Havi Akir, says the Gemara, O my Rabbi, O my Svino Nashmaitin, HaKoyanim Shepiglu B'Mikdosh, Mezidim Chayovin, says the Gemara, HaShoigigim Pturin. And what is the case where it's going to be a pigle, even though it's a Shoigig? Says the Gemara, this must be talking about a case where he thought that it was a Shlomim, and he Shechted it L'Shem Chatos, Shmami No, says the Gemara, Akir Betos, Havi Akir. Now this Gemara, the Lashon of the Breisa, is talking about a case of Pigul, not a case of Shloi Lishmo. HaKoyanim Shepiglu B'Mikdosh, says the Breisa. Memela, Rashi explains that the case of Pigul, which we're discussing over here, is because the Koyan over here was Mechashiv, that he's going to be eating the Korban, Shnei Yomim V'Laylo Echod, like Zin of Shlomim. And since the Korban was a Chatos, which is Nechal Oni Liyom V'Laylo, there was a machshav of year of pigul of chutz lizmanoi, which this is a machsheves pigul, which the Gemara says is a pigul b'sheigig, which is going to be chal because akir b'tos have akir. It's like Tosfos says also in Devar Maschil V'Kor, and the Gemara, even though up till now we were discussing the psul of shloi lishmo, and on that there's machlokes of akir b'tos, the Gemara is medama. The Gemara compares the same din is going to be by any machshav in kodshim who had in a machsheves pigul also has this halacha of akir b'tos. And the same shaila, whether we have a halacha, if akira betos have akira or loy have akira, is also by the machshava of pigul. Now the achrenim ask of you, so this dig a kasha over here. L'chayyah, if we're discussing the psul of pigul, the karenoyah asks, the b'chaim oizah in achiezer, chilik beis, simen daled, ois gimel, so to the mikdash tovid, simen lamed gimel, skotan aleph, the stipler, the beginning of zvochim, simen aleph, is mayich on this kasha. That L'chayyah over here, we're discussing the psul of pigul, which we know as a halacha, of koiv hamatika mitzvosu, in order that a machsheves pigul should be chal, we need that there should be no other psul in this korban, like the Gemara discusses by Riches in Zvochim, Choftesam et Beis. Asks the Keren Oyeri, Bazei L'chayyah over here, since this Koyen, he thought that this korban was a korban shlomim, and this is the reason why he thought that he's going to be eating the korban l'shnei yomim v'laylo aichos. Besides the machshavas pigul of achilas chutz lizmanoi, he also has a poshita machshava shelo lishmo, because he thought that this korban is a korban shlomim. He's bemes shechting a korban chatos, and he has a machshava that this korban is a korban shlomim, which is a machshava of shelo lishmo. And the halacha is a chatos sheshochtei shelo lishmo is posel. Memeila lechayyah it's loy korea v'amatik mitzvosoi. There's a psul of shelo lishmo. How can the psula be pigul, be chal, on this korban in a case where he's mechashiv, shnei yomim v'laylo echod, enochanami has a machsheves pigul, even if we hold akira betos, have akira, but al koponim the korban should be anyway possible, because it's a machshava of korban shaluli shmoi, and there's loy korav amatik mitzvosi. This is how the Kenoi asks the kasher, b'chaimoize, and they explain that even though the maskonis hagemori, we're talking about someone who's oyma muta, he thought that it's mutter to be mechashiv, so Mamela we can say that he knew that it was a korban chatos. He just thought that we knew that he allowed to go me mechashiv to eat the korban chutz izmanoi, but al koponim in the havamin in the Gemara, where the Gemara discusses a case where the person thought that it was a shlomim, l'chayyah this case is also a psul of shaloi lishmoi, and Mamela, how do we have a chalois or machsheves pigul? It's l'chayyah l'ikorev amatik mitzvosi. Answers the Kainoyer. And the Chaim Oizer also in Achiezer over there in Chilibesim and Dalet is Mayrich like this Mahalach. That L'chayyah in our Gemara is going to be Muchach like Shittas Rashi in many places. Earlier in Zvochim and Malef on the base. Tosfos at the beginning of Zvochim Besim and Dalet brings it down from Rashi Bom Metzia. That the din of Machshove in Kodshim is only Chal if you're going to speak it out b'peh. It's only Chal b'dibu. Mash'inki b'machshove if you only had it in mind. There's no psul machshavas pigul and machshava of shelo lishmoi in the case where he wasn't moitzi bepeh. Rashi's lashon is always called machshava de kodshim moitzi bepehu. He has to go and take it out with his mouth. He has to speak it out clearly, and only then it's going to be chala psul machshava. Memeila says the Chaim Oizer, the Kainuria, they explain that one can say over here we're talking about the Kohen. He explicitly said out of his mouth the psul of machshove of achilas chutzis manoi. Memila this machshove is going to be chal. Mashenkin, the fact that he thought of the korban shlomim, he was never mitzi bepeh, and therefore there's no machshove of shlili shmoi going to be chal. So we have a case where the machshove of pigul can be chal, and not the machshove of shlili shmoi. Therefore, it's korev amatik mitzvosi. And he asked Bemis, according to the Rambam, that the Rambam is the one who holds, according to many deists, that we do not have to have muti bepeh, and even b'machshove, the machshove is going to be chal, then l'chiria from our Gemara is going to be shver. Why is it not a problem of korev amatik mitzvosi? L'chiria, he has a machshove of shelui lishmoi. The Mikdash Tovid, which we said earlier in Sim Lamed Gimel, so to the stipler, beginning of Zvochim, and Ibrahim Moise Bemis brings down this tzad from his nephew, Reb Dessler, says Sidi Achrenim, the Mikdash Tovid explains, and Stipler Mubariches, that one can say a svara that in the machshava of Shiloh Lishmoy, it's not enough that the person himself thought that this korban is a korban shlomim. Even if we're going to say that the psul machshava is already going to be chal b'machshava and not b'dibu, but the machshava has to be a machshava b'poil b'hedia that he's thinking, that he's shechting this korban l'shem shlomim. The fact that he thinks that this korban, if you'll ask him, what is this korban which is shechting, and he'll tell you that this is a korban shlomim, since he didn't actually have a machshove in mind to shecht the korban l'shem shlomim, this is not a machshove of shlili shmoi. It's not going to be called a machshove pigul also if the person had in mind that he's going to be eating the korban chutzis manoi. He has to, be'emes, think lehedia that he's being oichel the korban chutzis manoi, he's going to be eating the korban another 2 days' time. Mamela over here, even though he thinks, and if you'll ask him, he'll tell you that it's a korban shlomim, but this is not enough to make a machshava of shaloi lishmoi. A machshava of shaloi lishmoi has to be a machshava that he's thinking, that he's shechting the korban, lehedia, for this korban, for the shaloi lishmoi, for the korban of shlomim. Over here, since he didn't have this machshava, we could say that he didn't have a machshava that he's thinking, that he's shechting lishmoi, even though it's a mitzvah, to be sheikh lishmoi. But al kaponim, he didn't have any machshava about the shechita, he just thought that it was the shlomim, and he had a clear machshava that he's going to be shechting this korban kedei to eat it, la'achaz manoi, mamela the machshava of pigul is going to be chal, mashenke the machshava of shelo lishmoi is not enough, since he didn't have a clear machshava for this din, that he's going to be shechting it l'shem shlomim. And the stipler is ma'irich, if this is b'emes la'alocha, in the machshava apriseles, if we have to have a clear inherent machshava that he's thinking to go and shech the korban l'shem shlomim, or it's enough if he just thinks that this is a korban shlomim. Another mahalach says a chazanish in Siman Lamed Gimel Sukkot Aleph, and he says a chidush in the machlokes over here, which you have in our Gemara of Akira Betos. There's b'emes man the Omar who holds Akira Betos lo yave Akira, since he didn't wasn't mechashe b'mezid, he just thinks Betos he made a mistake and he thought that this is a korban. Then Akir betos lo yave Akir, and there's no machshav of shelo lishmoi, and the reason is because the korban b'emes is kosher stomel lishmoi. The korban is oimed to be nikrav the way it is, and only with the Akir b'mezid then it can be mechashav a machshav of shelo lishmoi. Mamela says a chazanish, one can say that even according to the man d'oma was Akir betos have Akir, this is only in a case where he lechatchile is going with a machshava to be oiker, with a clear machshava to go and have a machshava of shelo lishmoi. Even though the reason why he's having this machshava is because be'emes he thinks that this korban is a korban shlomim, but lemaisa the korban, the machshava he has to have is a machshava of shchita l'shem shlomim. This is what's being oiker the stoma lishmoi. Mashenkin, in the case where he didn't have a clear machshava to shech the korban l'shem shlomim, he just thought it was a korban shlomim, then since it was a toast, he has the halacha of akira betos loyave akira. In this case, everyone agrees that akira betos loyave akira, and mamela there's no machshava of shelo lishmoi being chal, only the machshava which he thought that he's going to eat the korban la'achaz manu, which is a machshava spigel, and there's no machshava shelo lishmoi. Mamela, we have here three mahalchim in the sugya to go mi mazbe. Why the machsheves of pigul kamichal and not the machshava of shelo lishmoi? The Kayanuya and the Chaimuiz at the beginning, they learned that we're talking about Kondzerai Tishitas Rashi, that he said Peh Bedibu, he said clearly that he's been mechashiv to go and eat the korban chutzis manoi, mashenkin the machshava of shelo lishmoi, he wasn't moitzi bepeh. The Mikdash Tovid and the Stipler's Marich, that it could be for the machshava of shelo lishmoi and for pigul, you have to clearly think This is what you're doing. Not enough that you know in your mind that you're shechting a korban shlomim. And over here, he didn't clearly have a machshava that he's shechting a korban neshim shlomim. And mamila, it's not enough for a psul machshava apiseles. And the Chazanish says a svarya, that this is a svarya over here, since it was betos, it was a shoigig, and therefore everyone agrees in a case where he didn't clearly think that l'shem shlomim, this is not enough for the din of machshava apiseles in the case of akira betos. Everyone agrees over here, lo yav akira, and only the machshavas pigel is chal. L'maisa b'negeh ad ikah shailo, and the ikah hanocha, which Rashi and Tosfos over here learn, that the koyanim shepiglu b'mikdosh is discussing the din of pigel. There's a famous Rashi, beginning of Baba Kama, in Hei Omed Aleph. Rashi over there learns that the koyanim shepiglu is v'emes discussing shelo lishmoi. Rashi is mazbi as mefarish. The case of koyanim shepiglu b'mikdosh is a case of shelo lishmoi, which was be'emes b'mogishmak in our sugya, that everything is discussing the same din of akira betos b'negea, the machshov psula of shelo lishmoi. But Rashi, by all salkopon, is mefarish, so to Tosfos, that we're discussing a machshava of pigel, and then the achinim's kashish shvel chiyur pigel cannot be chal, since there's a machshava of shelo lishmoi over here. Why is it not a problem of korban matzah k'mitzvosoi? And we need to say one of the three terutzim which the achinim discuss. Lemaisa the alochin and sugi over here, the negea, the machlikus of akira betos, we said earlier that the Rambam in Hilchos Psula Mikdoshim, Peyuk Tesvov, Alocha Tezayin, he paskins the akira betos, lo yave akira. The Rambam brings down this halacha legabe shelo lishmoi. The Karanoyer points out that we don't find any mention in the Rambam legabe the machshava of pigel. What is the halacha if akira betos have akira? But l'chira, the Gemara compares the two together, like we said. Pashtus, the breita of koinim shepiglu b'mikdosh, is discussing a machshava of pigel, and therefore even by pigel we have to have a halacha of akira betos. Says the Karanoyer, we have to know why the Rambam does not clearly write this din by pigel, and we only find it by the din of shelo lishmoi. And if blei malin is ma'irich in chilik beis siman dalid, if there's a mokin to be mechalek and to say that the din of akira betos in the sugya is be'emes only by shelo lishmoi, but machsheva of pigel will not have this klal of akira betos lo yav akira, and even the Rambam will agree that in the case of machsheva pigel is akira betos have akira. But pashtus akoponim, the Gemara is medama the two together, compares the two together, if koinim shepiglu b'mikdosh is discussing the din of pigel. And Sfasemis also points this out from the Gemara, that the Gemara is making a dimyan, comparing the psul of pigel to the psul of shelo lishmoi. Now even though the Rambam, we said, paskins la loche, the akir betos lo yave akira, the uzura in psochim simirish chav gimel, he paskins, the akir betos have akira, and he brings many rayas all over Shas, that la locha, we should paskin akir betos have akir. And it's interesting to point out that lekute alocha is the beginning of Zvochim, the Chovetz Chaim, he paskins la locha like the Rambam, bipshitas, that we hold akir betos lo yave akir. And in Askoma of the Marsham to the Sefer lekute alocha, he writes a few orders on what the Chovetz Chaim wrote in lekute alocha. And one of his orders is this taina, that l'chir, even though the Rambam paskins like this, that akir betos lo yave akir, but the Uzura in Psochim brings many rayas, akir betos have akir, and be'emes as machikas yishoinim is not clear, la'alocha, how to paskin. We mentioned earlier that the Kesef Mishnah and others want to know where the makur of the Rambam is, that the Rambam paskins akir betos lo yave akir. The Kesef Mishnah says, maybe this is because the Rambam paskin like Rova, and we know that Rova is always a Basra, and we paskin like the Basra. But says the Chovetz Chaim in the Kutei Halochis, the Gis in the Gemara is Muchach, it's not Rova, it's his Rabba, since the Gemara later on compares the din of Rabba, which is mentioned in the beginning of the Masechta, that this is clearly the Shitta of Rabba, about Machshava the Minkere, and therefore the Chir Rabba wasn't a Basra. Why should we paskin Akir betos, lo yave Akir, and we said earlier from the Chazanish, that the reason could be if we learn that Rav at the beginning of the sugya also holds akir betos lo yave akir. Now one more point, the Chovetz Chaim over there lekutei halochis at the beginning of Zvochim says that lechira this shaila of akir betos lo yave akir uhave akir is not just the din of shinu kodesh of shelo lishmoi and not just by the machshava of pigel according to our Gemara. Lechira hu adin by the machshava of shinu bailim. There's a din of shinu bailim which was also a psul of shelo lishmoi. Says the Chovetz Chaim, l'chir hu adin, if a person made a mistake, and he thought it was a korban of Reuven, and he shechted it for Reuven, and later on he found out it was a korban of Shimon, this is also the klal of akir betos, lo yave akir, And since we paskin like the Rambam, the Akira betos, Le'ave Akira, Memela, this is not called the Machshava of Shalili Shmoy. And Bemis Mefurish, like this in Meiri, we find the Mefurish, in Chidushi Ameiri, in Kedushi, in Zayin Omed Aleph, Diva Maschil Ho'im Yodo, he says Mefurish also by the Machshava of Shinui Bailim, we also have this klal of Akira betos, Le'ave Akira. But Oilas Shleima in Zvochim, Samach Zayin Omed Beis is Medaik, from the Lashonis of the Rambam in Perik Tesvov in Psalei HaMikdashim, that even though at the beginning of the Perik is discussing Shinui Kodesh and later on Shinui Bailim, when it comes to discuss the Halacha of Akir Betos, the Rambam puts down his dinim by a case of Shinui Kodesh, which was the Chirim Mashma, that this din applies only by Shinui Kodesh and not by Shinui Bailim. It's Mashma in the Rambam that Shinui Bailim Bemus has a loch of Akir Betos, have a Akira. We have to understand the difference. Why should Shinui Bailim be different than Shinui Kodesh? And the Blei Malin, the earlier one, Chilik Beis, Simen Dalet, the one we said earlier, he's Marich to be Mazbi, why there should be a Svara that the Machshova HaPriseles of Shinui Bailim should be different than a Machshova of a Shinui Kodesh, and it could be the Rambam Shitta is, a Shinui Bailim is by different than Shinui Kodesh, and Shinui Bailim as a Halacha of Akira Betos, have a Akira, even though Shinui Kodesh, the Rambam Paskins, Akira Betos, lo yave Akira. Moving further on into the next Sugya, the Mishnah, Hatmidim im Akvinus Hamusofin, v'lo Hamusofim Akvinus Hatmidim, this we discussed earlier in the Gemara Mem Daled Omed Beis, Mem Heo Med Aleph. If we, the Mishnah over here is discussing all Musafim, and also it doesn't mean the Musafim which the Mishnah says, Voloya Musafim Akvin Zeh Zeh, is this referring to the Musafim of the each korban, each mean of the behemah, is in Akiv one of the other, or is this also in Din in the Mispah, in the amount of the korbanos, we have to bring from each mean, if you have to bring 14 kvasim, if this is also going to be nichlan in the Mishnah of Eina Musafim Akvin Zeh Zeh, this was discussed earlier in Daf Mem Hei. The Mishnah later on is Mimamshich Legab Dini Chinuch, which we'll discuss later on in Mitzah Shem in Daf Nun. Now in the Gemara, there's a Shaila Boi Minei, Reb Chiya Ba'ovin, Merev Chizda. You say this to Geshaila, says Reb Chiya Ba'ovin, he asked the Shaila from Reb Chizda. Tzibur, She'ein Lohem Tmidim O Musafim, Eizam Hem Koidim. And the Gemara explains that if we're talking about a case where the Tmidim Diyoimei or Musafim Diyoimei, then it's possible that the Tmidim come first because they have a Meila of Todi and Mekudesh. Meila, of course, the Tmidim come before the Musafim. Rashi explains that the Todi and the Mekudesh which the Tmidim have is either because the Kodesh of Shabbos is also goes over onto the Tmidim also, like the Gemara Svara in Zvochim Tzadik Aleph Amad Aleph. All says Rashi in the second chat that Mekudesh over here means because they come first, because the Halacha is that they're Korvi Bereisha, there's Halacha that you have to always be Makiv the Tomid first, and this itself gives it a mile of Mekudesh. Therefore says the Gemara that the Tmidim the Yoimei or Musafim the Yoimei, then of course the Tmidim are first since they're Tomid the Mutadi or Mekudesh. Says the Gemara, what's the Shaila of Ebchir Ba'ovin? The Shaila is going to be Negea of Tmidim de Lemocha or Musafim de Eidna. Do we say that the Tmidim are first Shekein Todir, or you don't want Musafin Adifa, the Havelei Mekudesh? Rashi explains that this means that in a case where they only have two Tloim, two Kvosim, besides the two Kvosim which they're going to bring today for the Tmidim on Shabbos, they have another two left over. And the Shaila is, should we bring these two Tloim today for the Musaf of Shabbos? Or should we wait and not be Makiv the Korban Musaf and bring these two Tloim only tomorrow on the Korban Musaf of Korban Tomid of Sunday in order to be Mekayim the Din of Todi, because Todi and Mekudesh, maybe Todi is Koidim. So this is the Shaila of the Gemara in Hilchas Todi and Mekudesh. Now Tosfos in Devar Maschil Todi asks that L'chir, the same Shaila of Rebchir Ba'ovim we find Mefurish in the Gemara earlier in Zvochim, Tzadik Komet Beis. There the Gemara also asks, Boi Minei, if there's a din, which one's first, which one's better, Todi or Mekudesh? And if we go there, the Gemara says, Tosfos, the Gemara brings many rayas, which one is better, if Todi is better, or Mekudesh is first. And the Gemara over there doesn't mention Bichlal, the Shaila of our Gemara, of Tmidim HaMusofim, which Rebchir Ba'ovim asked Rebchizde. And over here in the Gemara doesn't bring the rayas, which the Gemara brings over there in Zvochim. Asks Tosfos, it's very interesting, we should have the same Shaila twice, once in Zvochim and once in Menachos, and the Gemara doesn't make any reference at all that the Shaila L'chir has already been discussed with different Rayas, and L'chir, this is both the same Shaila, which one is better, Todu or Mekudosh? And Tosfos and Zvachim also, Tzadik Aleph Amud Aleph, Tema Maschil Toshma, asks this Kasha L'chir, who have two Sugyas, which are exactly the same, and there's no reference B'chlal, one Sugya onto the other. Says the Kainuri over there in Zvachim, that Tzadik Aleph, that Be'emes, the two Sugyas, have two different Nidoinim, there's two different Shailas over here. The Shaila over there in the Gemara in Zvachim is a Shaila in Kedima. We have in front of us two Korbonos, like Rashi over there explains, there's two Korbonos Lizrika, there's a Dam Chatos and a Dam Oilo, and the Shaila is, one of them is a Todi, and one of them is a Mekudosh. So the Shaila is, which one should he do first? And that is all Shaila of the Gemara. Do we say that Todi Kedim, or do we say Mekudosh is Kedim? But over here, we have a different Shaila in Ganson, a total different Shaila. The Shaila over here is that we're going to be matche, the mitzvah, totally, and being overriding the dim musafin, and waiting till tomorrow to go and bring the tmidim in order to be mekayim, the din of todi koidim. So this is a din of dechia. This is not a loch of koidim, of a kedima. The sugya in Zvachim is discussing a loch of kedima, which one comes first. And on that, the Gemara has a whole discussion if there's a din of todi koidim or mekudosh koidim. But over here, there's a new shaila. That even if we're going to say that Loch is Todi Koidim, or even if we say Mekudosh is Koidim, but what will be the din in a case where he has a choice to be Makriv the Korban, only either the Todi or the Mekudosh, and he doesn't have enough for both? Do we say that the Todi comes first, and this overrides, and is Doicha the Chivas Mekudosh, or do we say Fakir that the Chivas Mekudosh overrides the din Dechir? So this is, says the Kerenu, the Shaila of our Gemara, which is Chiba Ovin Aser of Chizda, which is a different Shaila, it's not Shaila in Kedima, it's a Shaila in Dechia. And says the Kerenu, we find already this idea in Toysus in Shabbos, Chav Gimel Amud Beis, Tevamas Chilhodar, Toysus over there is discussing the Aftoris on Shabbos, and Toysus says, even though we have Aloha of Todi V'Sheini, Todi, Todi Koidim, that is only Legabed Aloha of Kedima, if you want to know which one comes first. But in a case where we're only going to be able to lane one after year, and we got Shaila which one, on that we don't say the klal of Todi Koidim, because this is already a Shaila of Dechia, and then we have different klalim, says Toysus. So Mamela says the Kainer, so too in our Sugya, this is a new Shaila, in a case of Dechia, which one comes first to go me Makriv? Do we say that the Musafim are first because of Makudosh, or do we say the Tmidim are first because they are Todi? And then there's the Taris HaKodesh, also in Zvachim, in Diva Maschil V'Torch Didactic, the second Diva Maschil, is also, goes with this Mahalach of the Keren Eir, that our Sugya is a Sugya of Dechia. And Be'emes, we find this idea of Mefurish L'Chir in the Yishalmi at the end of Shkolim. Over there we have a very interesting Gemara, Rabbi Yirmi over there asks a Shaila, if the Musaf of Rish Chedesh, and we have Shabbos and it's Rish Chedesh, we have two Musafim, we have a Musaf of Rish Chedesh and a Musaf of Shabbos, which one comes first? Is a Mem Koidim? And the Gemara over there explains, it's a Shaila of Todi and Mekudosh. Which one is Kedim? Do we say Rish Chodesh is first because it's Mekudosh? Or do we say Shabbos is first because Shabbos is Todi? And Be'emes, the Achrenim ask, the Lachir is Mamish Mefurish in Mishnah. The Mishnah says Mefurish in Zvachim Peitesa Med Aleph, Musvi Shabbos, Kedim le Musvi Rish Chodesh. And the Gemara over there brings a Raya, that this is a Raya that Todi Mekudosh Todi Kedim. And then the Gemara is Madche, that is no Raya, because the Shabbos is also Mu Mekodosh, and therefore the Shabbos has Todi Umekudosh. But Al Kopanim, the Din is Mefurish in the Mishnah in Zvachim, that when you have two Korbonis Musafim, the Korban Musaf of Shabbos comes first. So how could it be a Mekler Shaila? He asks, and he's Mesupik, he doesn't know which Korban comes first. It's a Mefurish in the Mishnah in Zvachim, that the Korban of Musaf of Shabbos comes first. Says the Malbim in the Sefer Aretz HaChaim, in Orechaim Simichofei, so too the Mossad Yerushalayim on his Sefer and Yishalmi at the end of Shkolim. They both say that Be'emes Rebimis Shaila is not Shaila in Kedima. On that we have a Mefush Mishnah, that which one comes first? We have to be Makriv, the Korban Musaf of Shabbos first, because Todi is first, or Todi Mekudosh. The Todi is also, the Tomid is also Mekudosh. The Shaila of Rebimia is not Shaila in Kedima. It's a Shaila that Yoni has enough for the one of the Korbanos, and the Shaila is, which one should he bring? Should he bring the Musaf of Shabbos, or should he bring the Musaf of Rish Chodesh? And on that, says Rabbi Yirmi, we don't have a raya from the Mishnah in Zvachim Daf Peites, because over there, since he has both Korbanos in front of him, and Zeshayli only on Kedima, on that we have a Halacha of Todi Koidim. But in the case of Dechia, that we don't know from the Mishnah, and asks Rabbi Yirmiya if this din of Todah Mekudesh is also applicable in a case where we have a shail of Dchir, which one should go and be Makriv and override the other Akrova. So this is Bemis, the same shail of Bchir Barovin, which he asked from Yivchizda in our Gemara, will be the same shail of Rabbi Yirmiya in the Gemara at the end of Shkolim, according to the Karen Ur and the Taris HaKodesh, the way they explain our Sugya. Another Mahalach, the Achrinim, the Chiknosan, and the Ponimirius over there in Zvochim explain that we can say that the Bemis has two different Sugyas, the Sugya in Zvochim and the Sugya in Menochis. Because we can say the Sugya in Zvochim is a discussion of Todim Mekudesh, if which one is first. But over here, the Gemara explains that Bemis, on the same day on Shabbos, there's no discussion, and of course, the Tomid comes first. The Shoreil of the Gemara by us is only Benegea, the Musafim on Shabbos, or the Tmidim of Sunday. The Gemara says, Tmidim de Nemocha, this is the Shail of the Gemara, which one is first? So says the Chignosa, and that this is the Shail of our Gemara, that since the Todi is not today, it's only the Todi of tomorrow, maybe this is weaker than the Mekudesh, which the Mekudesh is today. So the Yisrida Shail of our Gemara is not normally a Shail of Todi, a Poshita Shail of a Todi and a Mekudesh, which one comes first. The Shaila is more because the Todi is tomorrow and the Mekudesh is today, and this is a Shaila of our Gemara in Menochis. Masha'inke in the Sugya earlier is a Shaila Poshit of a Todi and a Mekudesh. The Kainoi also over there in Zvochim has such a tzad to be Mazbe. Our Gemara is only a Shaila Benigea, the Tomid of tomorrow. Maybe this is a Shaila of the Todi, since it's only Lemocha, maybe this is different than every Todi and Mekudesh when they're both on the same day. But the Chaznish, in Simla Amit Gimel, Sukkot and Tezayin, he asks that l'chir, the mashmos of our sugya is mashma that the Gemara l'chatchila wanted to learn that the shaila of Ebchir Ba'ovin is a shaila even on both of them are today. The Gemara just says that the reason why you cannot say that the Tmidim Diyoyme is because the Tmidim come first because they also taught them a Kudish. But it's not mashma in the Gemara that the Yisoida shaila is because the Tmidim are only of tomorrow. The only reason why the Gemara said we're discussing the Tmidim de Nemocha is only because that is the only Echetimtze that we can declare a Shaila of Todim and Mekudesh. But it's not mashma that the Yisoida Shaila is only because the Tmidim of tomorrow. The Gemara Lechatchila was very happy to learn that we're talking about the Tmidim of today. It's mashma that the Yisoida Shaila is Poshet the Shaila of Todim and Mekudesh, which is exactly the same as the Gemara Shaila in Zvachim. Mamela, we have seen like the Kainoi's first chat, that the Shaila of our Gemara is a Dechir de Geshmuz, and the Shaila in the Gemara Zvochim is a Shaila in Kedima, which one comes first in the case where he has both of them lefonov. This is how the Chaznish asks on the Pshat of the Chiknosan and the Panimiris. Now in the Ikka Shaila of our Gemara, which we said, is discussing the Tmidim de Lemocha umusofin de Oidna, our Gemara is a Mekor for a very interesting Shaila, which is a very famous Shaila, which the Mekor is from a Tshuvas Radvaz, in Chilik Dalet, Elef Peizayin, otherwise being from Chilik Aleph, Simen Yud Gimel, the Radvaz was asked a Shaila by someone who was in prison, and he asked Rishus, he asked permission for him to leave the prison for one day, and the person sent the Shaila to Radvaz, he wants to know which day should he leave the prison, should he choose, he brings down, Radvaz brings down a few tzodim, that he had a shaila from someone who told him that maybe he should choose to leave on Yom Kippur in order he should be able to daven b'tzibur, he should be able to fast on Yom Kippur, or maybe he should leave on Purim because of Pirsum Nisa and the Chiv of Megillah. Says Radvaz that both of the days are not true. He shouldn't wait for Yom Kippur. He shouldn't wait for Purim. He's mechuyev to go out straight away. Any mitzvah which he has in front of him now, even though it's going to be a mitzvah kalo, he wants to daven tefillah b'tzibur. This alone is enough for him to go and ask permission, for him to go out today, even though he only gets permission to leave the prison one day a year. He should go and choose the first day, because now he's going to be able to do a mitzvah kalor, and this is much more important than a different mitzvah on a different day further on, because he's mechuyev ready now in the mitzvah of today. This is the Radvaz told the shoyl, and he paskin that he's mechuyev to go out in the first possibility shaykh in order to be mekayim even a mitzvah kalo. Asks the Chacham Tzvi in his tshuva in Siman Kuvov that l'chir the Radvaz is neged al gemora, because it's mavu in al gemora that even though the Tmidim, which have a mile of Toddy, like Gemara says, we're only discussing the Tmidim de Lemocha, the Tmidim of after Shabbos, Afal Pikein is going to be Madche. He's going to miss the Akrovas Musafim of Shabbos in order to be Mekayim, a better mitzvah of Toddy on tomorrow on Sunday. So you see that you already take into Cheshbon, even today on Shabbos, the mitzvah which he's going to have to do tomorrow. Memeila, how can the Radva say that you're not mechuyev to go mi mechashiv and to take into Cheshbon any mitzvah which he's going to have to do later on in the year of Yom Kippur, Purim, or Pesach? L'chayyad the Radva said that you have to do the first mitzvah which comes because he's chayiv now. L'chayyad says the Chacham Tzvi in our sugi, we find that you're mechuyev to take into Cheshbon even different days. And even the Tmidim de Lemocha on Madche, the Musafin de Oidna, if the Tmidim de Lemocha have a mile of a Toddy. So L'chayyur says the Chacham Tzvi, this Gemara is Negeder Advaziz Psak. But Be'emes, the Sfas Emes, in Zvochim Peitesim Ad Aleph, he asks, L'chayyur, it's very hard to understand our Gemara. L'chayyur Misvara, the Advaz is Taina, that we have to do the Chayva, which he has today, overrides any chiyuvim which is coming tomorrow, because the chayyur poshet that whatever he's chayv to do today is already chayv now. How can we say that a chiyuv of tomorrow should go and override the chiyuv of today? The musafim with chayyur which he has a chayvus musafim of Shabbos. How could it be possible bichlal in the Gemara's shayla over here that he should be madche and he shouldn't be makriv the musafim of today because he has a chiyuv of tomorrow? L'chayyur, the chiyuv which he has today, this takes place already now. Mashenkin, the chiyuv tomorrow is only on tomorrow. So why should he go and take into cheshbon the mitzvahs which he has on Sunday? And be'emes, if you look in the Radvaz himself doesn't say that the reason why the person should leave the prison straight away is because he's chayv ready now on the mitzvah kalo. The reason is, says the Radvaz, because his aloch of ein mavirin ala mitzvahs. The Radvaz said this goes into the klal, which we find in the beginning of Megillah, in Vav Amud Beis, even Belegea, the two Ados, which mitzvahs he should be doing in Ador Rishon and Ador Sheni, says the Gemara klal of Eim Avirin ala mitzvahs. So says the Radvaz, the same idea applies over here also, that he has a mitzvah lefonov of Tfilah B'Tzibur of today, which comes first because Eim Avirin ala mitzvahs. Memele, you see in the Radvaz also, he didn't use the Svara of the Cheshbon of tomorrow. He holds also that Be'etzem, we should be using the Maila of the Mitzvah Chashuva of Yom Kippur or Purim of tomorrow. The only reason why he held they have to go already now is only because Eim Avirin ala Mitzvahs. And now he's Be'emes a discussion, the Nishmas Odom discusses, in Klal Samaches, Ois Aleph, he has whole Arichas, B'negeh Adar Advaz is Shaila. If you plied Eim Avirin ala Mitzvahs in this case, since it's going to be Madche one Mitzvah, Toisus in Yuma Lamed Gimel, he discusses if you have a klal over here of Eim Avirin ala Mitzvahs. Baal Koponim, L'chayyur the Sfas Emes's taina is that in Hilchis Mitzvahs, we shouldn't be looking bichlal at the Mitzvahs of tomorrow. L'chayyur, since he's chayiv in the Mitzvah of today, why should we say that he should go and take into account that maybe has a bigger Mitzvah tomorrow? But L'maise is chayiv ready now to bring the Musafin of Shabbos. Why should we say that we shouldn't bring the Musafin on Shabbos in order to gain a mitzvah of tomorrow, even though it's a mitzvah chashuva? So this is as Sfas Emes asks, Al-Khir, the svar of our Gemara is hard to understand. And also, Rebbeil in Shuri agreed in his Shurim over here. He asks, very hard to understand our Gemara, the chidush, of Moedi chidush in our Gemara, that you have a din of Tminin de Lemocha should override the din of Musafin de Oidna. And like we said, that even the Radvaz is Mavur, that he holds that Be'emes you have to go and take into account the mitzvahs of later on, but only mitzad aloch of Eim Avin ala mitzvahs, you have to go and do the first mitzvah which comes to him. But the Maisa, the Sfas Emes says a svara, that it could be that the whole svara of our Gemara, that the Tmidin de Lemocha override the Akrovas Musafin of today, says the Sfas Emes, maybe this is only said in the Korban and in Akrova of a Tomid. Because since the Akrova of a Korban Tomid, the Pasuk tells us that the Tomid should be brought every single day, the din is Tomid, Baboike, Baboike, there's a din every day, a Korban Tomid bitmidus, it should be brought. Memele, even on today, on Shabbos, we have to already worry about the Tmidus of tomorrow. Because the Tomid is Mechayiv, that it should be Tomid every single day. Memele, even on today, I have to be worried about my Tomid, because the Din Tomid tells us that it should be brought every single day. Memele, mitzad the Din Tomid of Shabbos, There's already a din that I have to worry about the Tomid of Sunday. Mashinkin, a different mitzvah, says it's for SMS, it could be that Avada, you don't look at any other mitzvah, even though it's a mitzvah chashuva, and we only, you're chayiv to do first the mitzvah of today, even though it's a mitzvah kalo, and the svar of our Gemara is only a svar in the Kolman Tomid. Another svar we find in the Blazer Moshe Horvitz, he says in his Agoris, in Meseches Sukkah, Chof Hei Amid Beis, he also tainas this taina of the Svas Emes, that L'chayyah normally in mitzvahs, one should go and look at the chayva which has today, and he shouldn't go and look at the chayva, even though it's a bigger mitzvah tomorrow. Says the Blazer Moshe, maybe our Gemara is also only a svar in the Kolbin Tomid, and the reason is because in Kolbin Tomid, like we learn in the Gemara Amid Beis, there's a chayvas bikur, Dalet Yomim, he already has a chayva to go and be mevake to make sure the Kohen doesn't have any mum. And Mameila, this chayvas biku gives us a din that the Kohen Tomid of tomorrow has a relevance already today. And therefore, even today, you're supposed to already be busy with the Kohen of tomorrow. And this is the reason why the Gemara holds that Tmini de Lemocha overrides the Mosof and Doridina if we say that Todi Koidim. But Mashenkin, a different mitzvah, then of course we're not going to look at any other mitzvah if you have a mitzvah lefonov today to go meet Mekayim. This overrides any other mitzvah which is coming, which is the Advaziz Psak Benigea, the person who is in prison. So these are the two svaras we have in our Gemara, the Blazer Moshe svara and the Svas Emes. There could be Dafka svara in Hilchas Tomit, but the Maisa in Achrinim, like we said, the Advaz, so to the Chacham Tzvi and the Nishmas Odom, they all take on the our Gemara is a klal in all mitzvahs. And any other mitzvah, we should be emes, be reckoning with the mitzvahs of later on, even though he has a chuyvus musafin of today. So too we find in the Shagas Arya. The Shagas Arya is Mari Chisimus Hamech Beis in our sugya, and he says that musafin de lemocha, the reason why over here we say that we have to wait till tomorrow is because we know definitely that he's not going to be finding any other kvosim. If otherwise, he should go definitely and be makriv the kvosim of the musaf, and we'll hope that we'll be able to get more kvosim tomorrow. But over here we're discussing a case where he knows he's not going to be getting any kvosim. And therefore he goes to the Musafin de la Mocha. And this is the shayla of the Gemara of Todi on Mekudesh. But says the Shagas Arya, so too the Gemara could have said, the shayla of the Gemara could be in a case where you have a Todi of today and a Mekudesh of tomorrow. This is also the same shayla. Do we say Todi is first, let's say the Tmidim on a Friday? Or do we say that he should push off the Tmidim of Friday and he should bring the Musafin, the Mekudesh of tomorrow on Shabbos? So you see, Mefurish in the Shagas Arya, the Svarah of our Gemara is not Dafka Svarah in Tomid. Who are then it should be a Svarah in the case of the Mekudesh, if Mekudesh comes first, that he should go and wait till tomorrow to be able to bring the Musafin on Shabbos. This is like the Achrinim take on from our Gemara, the Pashtus, that's not Dafka Svarah in the Kohen Tomid. Any mitzvah, there's a din already now that you should go and use the din of Tmina de la Mocha, which overrides because it's a mitzvah chashuva, even though it's a different day. The Etzem Shaila of the Radvaz, and the Chacham Tzvi is brought down at Halacha, in the Be'er Hetev, in the Rechaim, Semen Tzadik, the Mishnah Berurah over there brings it down. And there's a big Arichas in Achrinim, many Achrinim discuss the Shaila, what Be'emes a person should do, if he should leave prison, which day should he go away? Do we say the Svar of the Radvaz, that he should leave straight away in order to be mekayim the mitzvah of today? Or do we say that he should look for a mitzvah chashuva? And they discuss by Arichas also the sugya of Eim Avir and Ala Mitzvahs. There's Arichas about this in the Magia and Mishnah Lemelech, in Megillah, Perik Aleph, Aloch Yud Aleph, so too the Ktzitz HaChushen, in Simen Kuf Dalet, Sukkotin Beis, discusses also this Shaila, the Machlikas, between the Radvaz and the Chacham Tzvi. Now moving further on into the next sugya, the Gemara at the bottom of the Omid, the Gemara brings a raya to this shayla of Todim Mekudesh, and the Gemara brings down the halacha of the Orach Oleh Ho'ilo, of Amarove Ho'ilo, Ho'ilo Rishino. The first thing that has to be Nikrav in the day is the Tomid Shel Shacha. Memele, if in the case where the Islay, where we have the Korbonis in front of us, then definitely the Tomid Shel Shacha is going to come first, because it's the halacha of Ho'ilo, Ho'ilo Rishino, says the Gemara in Lesley. Then the Gemara brings a raya that Ki Adodi Ninu, says Abaya Lo'ilom De Islay Ulekadim. And even though there's a question, Shaloye Dovah Kuidim, says Abaya Chidush, that this din of Oila Oila Yishayna is only a mitzvah ba'alma, is only a din lechatchile. Now, Toysvus over here is very marich in the Gdoim of the Aloche of Oila Oila Yishayna. And at the end of Tosfos, Tosfos looks for Raya's, if we're going to be paskening Lemaisa, that this din is Ma'akev, well, it's not going to be Ma'akev. Now the Mishnah Melech points out in the Chastamidim of Musafim, Perik Aleph, Halacha Gimel, that even though Abaya said that the din is only the mitzvah ba'alma, and that is mashma, this is maskona of our Gemara over here, Afal Pikein, even so, Tosfos has a shayla l'alocha, how we're going to paskin if it's going to be a psul, because in different places in Shas, it's mashma, not like Abaya svore, and be'emes l'alocha of Eilo Yishino is even a psul b'di'eved, like the Gemara is mashma in Psochim Nutesa Medalef, that the Makur telling us that we shouldn't be makiv anything before the Talmid is also like the Halacha, we're not allowed to be makiv any korbonos after the Talmid shall be in Abayim. This is the din of Oleo Hashlim kol korbonos kulom, the Aseda Ashlome, and it's mashma in the Gemara that this is all the same Halacha, we're not allowed to be makiv before the Talmid shall Shacha, and also not after the Talmid shall be in Abayim. Now just like the din of Bein Arbaim, the Gemara is Mavur in Psochim Ayin Gimel Omid Beis, is Ma'akev, if someone's going to be Ma'akev a Kol Ben later, it's possible. So too says the Mishnah Melech, it's Mashma, that even if we're going to be Ma'akev before the Tomas Shashacha, it's also possible. Menela, this is not so simple, Abaya says it's a mitzvah, L'choy the Israelites in other places, that's Mashmos Al Koponim, that the din of Tomas Shashacha, Oilo Ilo Shino is Ma'akev. So this is the Shaila, the din of the Gemara, that the Gemara discusses the Halacha of Oilo Oilo Yishayino. The Biskirov over here points out a very Yisidus Dig in Akuda, in the Pshat of the Gemara, and takes out from here a Halacha in the din of Oilo Oilo Yishayino. If we look in our Sugya, the Gemara started off claiming a Shaila of Todim and Mukudish, and the Gemara discusses when is it Negea, Tumidim Diyoimei, Musafin Diyoimei, says the Gemara then definitely it's Tumidim are first, because Todim and Mukudish. And later on, the Gemara brings down a halacha of Oilo Oilo Yishino, that if we have both of the korbanos in front of us, the Tomid is going to come first. Asks Biskirov, L'chayra, right at the beginning of the Gemara, when the Gemara is discussing the Tomid or the Musaf, why didn't the Gemara say that we have to be makriv the Tomid first, because the halacha is we're not allowed to be makriv anything before the Tomid Shal Shacha, and if we're going to be makriv these kvosim for the Musafim, and we're not going to be makriv them for the Tmidim, then l'chayra there's going to be a problem of being makriv korbonos before the Tomid Shal Shacha. So too, more so, in the Gemara and Amud Beis, the Gemara's Maskona, we're talking about Lesley, and the Gemara says, when the Gemara's Matzchi in the Maskona of the Raya, the Gemara says, we're talking about Lesley, says the Gemara of Idiyoime, if everything is today, am I Todi Mekudesh, Todi Odif, the Gemara leaves the Svara of Oilo Oilo Yishoyna, and the Gemara goes over to a different Taina and says that the Tomid comes first because Todi Umakudish. L'chayra, what happened to the same Taina which we have when Islay, when we have the Korbanos in front of us, then we have a din that we have to be makriv the Tomid first. So too, the Gemara should use the same Taina where Leslay, that this should be a reason why we have to be makriv the Tmidim, because the halacha is that lo yeidov akoidim le Tomid Shal Shacha. Says the Biskirov that someone wants Tainid to him, that l'chayra, it's mavur in our Gemara, that any time we do not have any akrova of a Tomid, then there's no halacha shelo yeidov akoidim l'tomid shel shacha. This halacha, which the Gemara is mavur by us, there's a din of a oilo oilo yishino, is only when it's going to be akrova as hatomid during the day. When there's going to be a akrova, then the din is we have to make sure the Tomid is the first. But if there will never be any akrova as hatomid, because we do not have any kvosim, and the kvosim are going to be used for the musafim, then memela there's no din of a oilo oilo yishoino. Yishoino is only if eventually there's going to be a krov of the tomid, then we have a taina of oilo oilo yishoino, and this is the reason why the Gemara uses this svara by Islay. Because since there's going to be a krov later on, then we have a halacha that this has to be the first a krov. But the lesley, when we do not have a krov of a tomid, then there's no halacha of oilo oilo yishoino, and memela we could be makriv the Tmidim, we don't have to be makiv the Tmidim, we can makiv the Musafin, but Tain is a Gemara different reason that we have a halacha of Todi Yom HaKudosh. This is a Biskirov said over that someone wants Tainet from this Gemara. And Be'emes Biskirov said that he saw later on in the Raivad, in Tomid, at the end of the first Perek, the Raivad already says this Yisoid, and the Raivad says that Bimei Aristoblus, in the time of the Chumah Meis HaMikdosh, that they didn't let the Tmidim become Korev, and Afal Pikein, we do not find anywhere that they stopped any akrovis. It says in the Lashon of the Mishnah, Uzbotel HaTomid, on Shiva Osu B'Tamuz. But we do not find that since the tomid was bottled, they didn't bring any other korbonis. Now, if we're going to say there's always a halacha shelo yeidova koidim letomid shel shacha, memela, if the tomid became bottled, there's no way we can be bringing any other korbonis. Says a biskayov from the Ravid, that the Ravid says that the din of shelo yeidova koidim letomid shel shacha is only a halacha if there's going to be a zman of akrovas hatomid. But if during the day there's no akrova, then we're allowed to bring other korbanos also, right at the beginning of the day already, since we know there's, in the end, there's not going to be any akrovas hatomit. This is l'chay also mavur in our gemara. But says the Biskirov, be'emes mitzad the gemara himself, we could be matcha the gemara, we can say there's no raya. Be'emes, even in the zman achurbin, one can say that there's also a loch of oilo oilo yishoino, shelo yeidova koidim netomit shel shacha. But says the Biskirov, the reason why the Gemara over here does not use the svar of Oilo Oilo Yishoino is because just like we see in Tosfos, in Middle, Tosfos says that the din of Oilo Oilo Yishoino is only negea by day, but it's not negea by night. If someone wants to be makiv a kohen by night, says Tosfos, that by night there's not yet the zman atomid, the time of the akrovas atomid hasn't yet come, memela, there's no din of Oilo Oilo Yishoino. Says the Biskirov, so too one can say that the din of Oilo Oilo Yishoino, even by day, it's only kolzman, only during the time when the tomid is going to be kosher, which is the first 4 hours of the day, which is the zman akrovas hatomid, dalad shoyis bayoyim. After the 4 hours have already passed, and now we can't have any akrova of the tomid, shal shacha, we cannot anymore be makriv the korban tomid, then says the Biskirov, this is like already by night. This is already not got the zman of the akrova, and therefore there's no din anymore of aleo oilo yishino to go and be makir, make sure that the tomid should be the first. So enechanami during the churbin also says the Biskirov, it could be that they were not makir any korbonos during the first 4 hours, because then there's a din that this akrova during the time when the tomid could be brought and it will be kosher, then the tomid has to be the first korbin. But after the zman atomid, after the dalet choice by yoim, now we can go ahead and bring other korbonos, just like at night we can bring other korbonos. But maybe this is the Yisoid Biskirov says, that's why it also answers the Gemara over here. That since the lesle, Mamela, we can wait with the korban musaf, and we won't bring it right at the beginning of the day, because the first 4 hours, where the korban tomid will be kosher, the din that the korban tomid has to be the first korban. But after the 4 hours, now we can bring a different korban also, because this is aloch of the lesle, there was no akrova in this man, and mamela, there's no tain of oilo oilo yishoino. And the only reason why the Gemara uses it is only by isle. In the case where the korbanos are lined up in front of us, then it's a din, oilo oilo yishoino, but the lesle, then we can go and go mimakiv the musafin of enechanami only later on in the day, or be'emes during the zman achurban also, it could be, says the Biskirov, then he says enechanami, the Ravid's mefurish not like him, but the mitzad the hechrich, there'll be no raya from the Gemara, and we can say that the zman hatomid in the morning is always has aloch of oilo oilo yishoino, even though there's going to be no akrovas hatomid during the day. And in this shaila, if the din of Eloi Yishoino is even in the case of no akrovas hatomid, it's widely discussed in the Achrinim, the Sfasemes in a few places, in Pesachim Daf Nun Tes, in Zvochim Peites Amad Aleph, and the Horus from his Edim over there in the Gilian, in Zvochim brings many rayas to this shaila. The Mikdash Tovid in Simon Aleph has Arichas, if the aloch of Eloi Yishoino is said, even in Echatimtzer, in a case where there's no hakrovas hatomid going to take place that day, do we still have a halacha that the korban has to be, the first korban has to be the tomid, and therefore we cannot bring any other korbanis?
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on any daf in Shas, including Myra McClamis on each shiur, please visit shasilluminated.org. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the daf worldwide. We can be reached at 203-312-SHAS, or you can email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.